The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It's Wednesday, the 24th of October, 2018. 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock news, as always, brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, expanded walk-in humidor, super customer service, open 7 days a week. But they did not sell me.
We did not win the lottery.
They did not sell me the winning lotto number yesterday. Some jerk in South Carolina.
Oh, did they say the state?
Yeah, South Carolina.
Well, they need some relief.
Is the one. Well, yeah, you know what? I shouldn't say that. Some fabulously, you know, I'm sure this is a great person, a good person, will not use this and waste this.
They're going to be challenged.
Other things.
They'll be challenged, you know, like, with this new winning.
They will. You know, $906 million if you take it lump sum. Yeah, Linda and I are arguing, oh, should we take it lump sum or should we take it, you know, yearly? $20 million a year yearly for 30 years. I don't know. I think I'd rather do it the lump sum. And so we kind of, you know, we went back and forth on that. And then we just looked at each other and giggled, you know. Yeah, you know, you always got to have that one little hope there. So we spent so much money on it. Came out to 10 bucks.
Hey, you know what? We don't play it a lot. It was just,
This is the other ridiculous part, right? Yeah, I'm not going to play this till it gets up to like $1 billion, you know. So, you know, or $900 million, you know. Like, I wouldn't put accept the $1 million. I wouldn't accept that. That's just too much. That's just not enough. I've got to let it get up to that $900 million. Then I'm going to put in a couple bucks because, yeah, now it's worth my time. Like, I wouldn't take a scratcher for $5. Okay, I would.
We don't play it all the time.
We don't play it at all.
We just had the fever.
Up to that 900 million.
Let's go over the weather. Currently 46 degrees in the downtown studios. Partly sunny today with our highs of 76. Tonight will be beautiful, partly cloudy skies, though, with lows of 54. Have you seen the moon?
Oh, it's beautiful.
We've had a beautiful moon here. It's that harvest, beautiful moon. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 84 and partly cloudy with Thursday night around 56. Mostly sunny Friday with our temperatures around 83. Now, here are the temperatures for the weekend. Saturday, 86, and Sunday, 81. So it's still not time to bring up those down comforters, although I've been trying to switch over.
What is going on with this? You know, you can't make up your mind. You come in you're chilly. Bob comes in. He hasn't gone to Nanook of the North yet. But he comes in. He's all bundled up. And then by noontime, everybody's down in their shirt sleeves.
Hawaiian shirts, a sweatshirt.
Yeah.
Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
I just like to say, is Redding, you also lost when we lost. Yeah. There was going to be $90 million pumped into this town immediately when we won.
That's true. We said 10%.
10% goes right to this town. Okay. All right. But there's
more
tonight.
Than 10%.
There's
this is 150% sitting with us in the studios right now.
Oh, my gosh.
And
Dynamite,
you know,
comes
actually
in small
an even million percent. We just love her, and she's a star in our lives, and a star. We're so happy to have her in our city and know her personally. And that's Dr. Patty Bay. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Patricia.
Dr. Patricia. Good morning, Carl and Linda. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Well, you know what? The reason that we're having Dr. Bay here with us is the fact is that during the Kavanaugh hearings. And, you know, of course, Dr. Bay is a psychologist and many years in the practice, author, acclaimed expert in her field. And she started writing about this whole thing with Kavanaugh and sexual assault. And can you kind of share with our audience what you were writing?
When all of this started with the Kavanaugh thing and Dr. Ford, I felt very strongly about how it was being handled. To me, it wasn't a Republican or a Democratic issue. It wasn't a political issue. It was a legal issue. It was a fairness issue. Over my 30 years in private practice, I've heard countless Me Too stories. I have my own Me Too story. There are many, many women and men who have a Me Too story where they've had some sexual aggression on them. My Me Too story, your Me Too story, has nothing to do with Dr. Ford's Me Too story. Whether she was telling the truth or not is not mine to say. In fact, in my office for 30 years, I've always said there's three people that know. The guy who did it, the woman who received it, and God. And I'm not one of those three people, so I don't know the truth. And so whether Dr. Ford was telling the truth or not is not at issue. The issue is that what happened to her in her Me Too story is that it was 36 years. We have, for a reason, we have statute of limitations. We have the inability for somebody to say, hey, something happened to me 30 or 40 years ago, and I want you to prosecute that person now. It's unfair. It's not right. It isn't how legality goes in the United States. So I've worked sexual assault. I'm an expert witness in four states on sexual assault. I've worked it for many, many years. And back when I first started working sexual assault for Children's Protective Services in the early 1980s, we thought sexual assault was very rare. We didn't think it really happened. And then it started coming out of the woodwork. And so for a chunk of years in the 80s, we took a stance that every person that spoke up about sexual assault was telling the truth. We watched as law enforcement, Children's Protective Service workers, sexual assault investigators, we watched cases get way out of hand where people were accused of sexual assault and there wasn't enough evidence. But because the powers that be were saying, well, people don't lie about this, some innocent people went to jail, had their lives ruined. And so we came back to center over time where there had to be a preponderance of evidence. There had to be...
Just like you would in any other case.
Like in any other case. And each sexual assault case was then taken individually at its own merit. We didn't lump them all together saying all sexual assault victims are this. So when Dr. Ford comes out and the... liberal fraction of the United States started saying, well, it's true. I actually had people come up to me and say, well, my Me Too experience was true. I believe her. I'm like, well, whether we believe her or not is not the issue. If she were my client, would we be processing the trauma that she had from 30 or 40 years ago? Absolutely. Absolutely. But it wouldn't be my discretion to decide if she's telling the truth or not. It would be me as her therapist to try and process the trauma. But my Me Too experience or yours has absolutely nothing to do with hers or with Kavanaugh. So she comes forward with this testimony that's very, very old and wants a man's life to be altered and changed and ruined based on something that happened to her many, many years ago. And there's another piece to this that I think is really important that we need to talk about. People said, well, okay, well, maybe you can't prosecute him in a court of social opinion and ruin his career based on something that happened 36 years ago. But we can say he doesn't have judicial temperament because he got upset in those hearings. Well, that made me really angry. For starters, I was married to a judge. Rich was one of the youngest federal judges in the country before, and then he got very sick with his brain disease and died. But judges are allowed to be human. So when something personally affects a judge, they are recused from a case. Either the bench in front of them, the attorneys in front of them, ask that the judge be recused, or the judge recuses him or herself, saying, I have a personal involvement in this case. I cannot be objective. So here's Kavanaugh sitting there with a highly attacking case on him, personally affecting him, his family, every piece of his life. And he has an emotional response, and people have the audacity to say, oh, he doesn't have judicial temperament. No, he was recused from this case. It was about him. He's allowed to be human. Just like a firefighter can be human when their buddy is killed.
Military
can police. Have PTSD, police. Yeah. A therapist can have a reaction. I had a trauma in 1992 that was horrible, and I actually had people say to me, and you're a therapist and you got upset? Yeah. You look at him and go, what? People are allowed to be human, including Kavanaugh. I've spieled it.
Okay. I want to follow up on this. I want to take a quick break, but I want to follow up on this because
I love it.
Because I, you know, I, it's
concise and to the point.
I think that I remember a case where this family, they had a daycare center, and I think it was in California, mm-hmm. that the kids that one of the kids said something had happened, and so they had this huge investigation.
It was McMartin in the early 80s.
McMartin in the early 80s. Because I want to talk about this because I saw an article that nobody addressed from an expert in the field of repressed memories, mm-hmm. and how when this comes out, that you've got to really be leery of this. And I'd like to talk about that when we get back.
Sure.
And not that something didn't happen, but perhaps, you know, the exact things didn't happen or the, you know, the aspects of it. But anyway, we're going to take a quick break here. I want to remind everybody that the 17th annual Power to Senior Celebrity Soup Kitchen is happening November 7th from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Senior Citizen Hall on Benton Drive down there. Gourmet soup, terrific prizes, live music. Help assist senior citizens avoid utility shutoffs. Sponsored by the Shasta County Older Adult Policy Council. Since 2001, the Power to Senior Celebrity Soup Kitchen. There's going to be a whole bunch of people down there serving soup that you'd probably like to see serving soup. We'll be right back with Dr. Patricia Bay.
Paid for by Brian Daly for Assembly, 2018.
Since going to the state legislature in Sacramento, Brian Daly has kept his promise to the people of Northern California. Brian's focused his time and energy on creating jobs while voting against regulations and taxes. Brian has worked across party lines to save our rural hospitals, skilled nursing facilities, and biomass plants and programs that actually produce jobs for young people. Brian even hosted over 100 legislators to the North State to educate them on our rural way of life. And as a testament to Brian's integrity and work ethic, Brian was elected by his peers to be minority leader in the legislature. But there's still much to do, and problems still need solving. So let's re-elect Brian Daly to the State Assembly on November 6th.
Jerry, will you check if Dave has started his Christmas shopping yet?
You know he didn't start until December 24th last year. Of course he has not started.
That explains the PJs and the calendar I received last year.
Just for that, I think Dave owes you diamonds this year.
Oh, I like that idea. How can we make that happen?
I'm adding Gold Mart's fall clearance sale to his calendar right now.
Awesome. I just love diamonds. I'm going to Gold Mart right now to pick out items for my wish list. Thanks, Sherry.
Shop Gold Mart Fine Jewelers fall clearance sale. Now through October 31st on Hilltop Drive in Redding.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure the oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems all have been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't need to drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes and more with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
It's time again for the Senior Celebrity Soup Kitchen. The 17th annual event, sponsored by the Older Adult Policy Council, will be held Wednesday, November 7th from 4 to 7 p.m. The new location is in the Reading Senior Citizens Hall, 2290 Benton Drive. Enjoy an evening of gourmet soups along with music and raffle prizes. Tickets at the door, just $12 for adults and $6 for age 3 to 12. Proceeds will help older adults who are struggling to pay their power bills. For more information, call 232-5543.
Shasta Regional Medical Center Foundation's annual Turkey Trot is coming. Trot on down to Shasta Regional Medical Center to register or visit ShastaRegional.com and register online. There's the Diesel Horse Dash for the Little Gobblers, the 2-mile walk fun run for the entire family, and this year's timed race will be a rerouted 4.49 miles due to the trail damage from the car fire. Register by November 16th. Join the largest community run and walk Thanksgiving morning, the Shasta Regional Medical Center Foundation Turkey Trot. A portion of this year's event will benefit Sacramento River Trail fire restoration projects.
And now, Carl and Linda Box. This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460, 20 after the hour here on Wednesday, the 24th of October. 46 degrees going up to 76 today. It's going to be a really, really nice day. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas. Propane is sports and show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air.
Important.
It's getting ready. It's getting cooler, even though we're having 86-degree temperatures over the weekend. It's time to take a look at your heating system before everybody needs to look at their heating system.
No, and if you haven't had your filters changed after that fire, you just today make the call, and here's the number, 221-2642, or go to their website at homecomfort.org. Very important. They told us after the fire to have our filters replaced every month.
Until it's clear.
Yes, and yeah. So, well, we've been, haven't really done it every month, but we had it done a couple months ago, and I'm going to do it again before Christmas because, of course, we'll be circulating air in the house again with the heat, so it's really important to have those clean.
Alliance Heat is in there. We're here with Dr. Patricia Bay. Dr. During the Kavanaugh hearings, Dr. Bay was writing on Facebook and had a lot of comments on this, both, you know, favorable and some unfavorable, because she said that you talked about people bringing up things from 36 years ago, mm-hmm. and how people were tying it into the Me Too movement, which was what I saw. When I see a senator who is going to be voting on this without even hearing it saying, oh, I believe her. I just believe her.
Because it happened to me, I believe her.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. and what you've said is you cannot have all of the Me Too movement and everybody's individual moments of sexual assault all kind of come down and say, well, then this one must be true.
Well, everybody wants it to be true when it's emotionally tied to them. What they don't want is if it's their own husband, their own son, their own father, their own family member being charged with something that's flimsy and old and repressed memory induced and things like that. They want it to be investigated fairly when it's their own family. They don't want to say, hey, it happened to me, so it's true. He did that. They want it to be investigated fairly
and I think that's
adjudicated on its own merit.
And I think that's what people wanted. Well, they're saying, but the point is her memories that she knew did not coalesce or come to the forefront where she was naming people until she was going under therapy. Did mm-hmm. I understand that right?
That's what I understood, too, that she, during working on this trauma,
the name came out and all of this happened. And we've talked about this at the break. So the repressed memories or memories that need help being brought out by therapists, are they allowed in court?
No, they're not admissible in court in California and in many states in the United States.
Nowhere in Canada.
Right. Repressed memories are colored by experiences that happen after that. So It isn't isolated to that one incident. Like, let's say that one of us was sexually assaulted now. Mm-hmm. The police want to get to you as quickly as possible, interview you before any memory of that event that happened yesterday or the day before or last week can be tainted with anything current that you think or believe or see on TV or somebody tells you. Because we can incorporate other information into our memories. And it doesn't mean we're lying, but if you are going to investigate a current sexual assault, you want it to be as pristine as possible in the recollection of that event. Now, take 36 years of memories that color something that happened many, many years ago, and how much have you incorporated into those memories?
And also, from what I've read from an author who is an expert on this also, is that just being asked, the person asking the questions, can cause a memory to occur just by asking a certain way, a pausing, looking away, maybe looks of maybe a little bit of irritation. So the person can be led down a path to an answer, or at least, am I wrong about that?
You can inadvertently reinforce somebody's answer by your response. As a therapist, as an investigator, when we started investigating sexual assault with children in the early 1980s, there was a learning curve, and we had to learn how to interview children without asking leading questions, recognizing that we could decide whether help them be able to say that they're telling the truth or not. And we would vet little tiny kids whether they knew the difference between truth or a lie. And that took time. It was probably 86, 87, 88 where we started to have really more refined techniques for interviewing sexual assault children and minors and even women who were raped. You know, you had to learn how to investigate it properly. Back in the 80s, I used to do trainings for police officers and social workers on how to interview children. And it was complicated.
Very delicately.
Very delicately, but it was how to interview them so that you don't ruin a case, so that you get the truth
children,
from them without planting the truth in their head.
And that was the thing we talked about, that famous McMaster case. McMaster, is that it? No.
McMartin preschool case.
The
down
preschool
in Southern
case
California.
Where people ended up going to jail over things that were absolutely untrue because of the way the questions had been asked by the interviewers.
And whether they were true or not never got to be finalized in that case, because the way the children were interviewed made the veracity of the case questionable. So we want things to be investigated correctly. We don't want information implanted. That's why in the court system they don't want someone who's been through a lot of hypnosis and therapy and has recalled old events that happened. That may be therapeutically okay to work that through. Because, Linda, if you and I are doing therapy and we're doing hypnosis or are really working on some deep trauma and you come up with an old memory, in a therapeutic setting, I don't care if it's true or not. What I care is how it affected you and how it makes you deal with your current life circumstances. Like, for example, if you were sexually assaulted as a teenager and you're finally telling someone about it and it's a, you know, it's a 30-year-old thing, I need to know if it's affecting your current relationship with your husband and how that's coloring your life. I'm not looking for whether it's true or not.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for whether it's true for you.
Did you watch the hearings?
Yes, every minute of them.
And what did you think about the other women that came forward? Did you feel like, I'm just curious, as a professional?
Well, I think other women that came forward, like the lady that was attacking the other senator in the elevator and saying, I believe her because it happened to me. It's like, okay, happened to you. I feel badly for you. You need help for that. Obviously, it's traumatic for you. But it has no bearing on what's happening in that room. Just because there are true sexual assaults in this world doesn't mean every sexual assault reported is true. It has to be investigated by its own merit.
You know, and being a male, and, you know, I've never been accused of this, and just want to throw that out front. But having a son and a grandson, is it, and people go, well, you shouldn't be scared if, you know, if they're raised right and they don't do anything wrong. Well, that's not the point. That's not the point. The point is that if we have somebody that says a year later, 5 years later, 10 years later, or even a month later, oh, he did this, and he's automatically found guilty without a due process, this is wrong. Another article was about the young man that was accused, a boy, 17, working at a pool, accused of a sexual assault by these girls. He ends up in juvie. He gets, you know, he's bullied by everybody. He gets fired from his job. He ends up in house arrest. And then it comes out the girls were lying. Just lying because they, you know, he had turned one of them down or something like this, whatever had happened. But they were all lying. And I'm not saying is that all of Me Too is wrong. Absolutely not. But there's got to be a due process here.
And each case has to be taken individually.
That's right. You know what? And if somebody is, if you want to raise your son so that they are not going to, one, physically assault or sexually assault or take advantage of a woman if she's drunk or, you know, or incapacitated. No, that's just wrong. And you hope that you raise them like that so that will never happen and that they will protect them.
Well, then what you need to add to that, what we teach our sons, is don't put yourself in a compromising situation where you can be accused of something without due process. Now it's gotten frightening for men.
My brother, I was trying to get in here and say that my brother was accused. My brother is a very successful doctor in of rank in Sacramento, accused by somebody that he hired that he said something or did something, and it was a sexual allegation. My brother fought it. She brought her church in. They were her counsel. And he spent almost, it was either a quarter of a million. He went through, he said, I don't care if I go down in flames and lose everything. I did not do this. And he went through, I don't know what, found not guilty. Mm-hmm. Found not guilty. That was what was important to him. It's my name. It's my reputation. I did not do this. So I'm just saying it's touched my family too with my brother, and it's cost him a lot of money to clear his name.
I have worked cases over 30 years where people have falsely accused ex-husbands of sexual molest to keep visitation from happening, and it happened. It's so prevalent in the divorce community and the working custody battle stuff that when somebody accuses someone of sexual assault in a custody battle, it's automatically gone. The investigators all go, wait a minute, we gotta look at this one carefully.
Yeah, because now you're bringing it up over time that you've been with them and nothing's ever been said. And
but you're doing it now to affect a custody battle.
Right. Okay, we're with Dr. Patricia Bay. Here we're talking about the Kavanaugh hearings, the Me Too movement. And again, please don't misunderstand, because Patricia Bay has made this very clear. The Me Too movement is real.
Oh, yeah.
Me Too is sexual assault. Many women have been sexually assaulted. This has got nothing to do with the veracity of that. But because you've been assaulted doesn't mean that everybody's been assaulted.
Well, look at this. If I'm in one of the investigators as a therapist on a case interviewing children or interviewing a young sexual assault victim, any sexual assault victim, do you want me to color her experience with my Me Too experience from 1990, from the early 80s? It was like late 70s, early 80s when it happened to me. And do you want me to color that? No, you want me to be objective.
That's right.
Me to put my experience aside and come to this situation centered and not coloring it with my own crayons.
Absolutely.
But how come all of a sudden we want Kavanaugh's thing to be colored with every single Me Too experience in the entire country? It's not right. It's inappropriate sexual assault investigation. And that's the thing that made me so angry that I finally had to write something. I was saying, wait, this experience is not about your Me Too experience or my Me Too experience. It has nothing to do with it.
Got to do with fairness and what's happening in our system here. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction, the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California in over 40 counties this weekend. Advanced pistol classes. They're all filled up. But he has those on a regular basis, too. That's Ted Leidy. He started this 10 years ago right here in the city of Reading. Check out usgunpro.com or give him a call at 530-999-1822. Northern Firearms Instruction. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebot and Dr. Patricia Bay.
My name is Sam. I am 19 and was born and raised in Reading. It looks like criminals are taking over our city. There's so many parks in Reading that I played in when I was a kid. It seems now that they're covered with trash and filled with sketchy-looking people. It's sad, but I won't go near those parks. Why can't we do something about this? I hear stories of people walking into stores, taking whatever they want, and walking out without paying, and nothing happens to them. Cars get stolen by the same bad guys, and still, nothing happens to them. Then I learned that the state gave Shasta County $20 million to build an adult rehabilitation center. This was supposed to help convicted criminals learn new skills so they might find a better life. Seems like a step in the right direction, but the county gave the money back. Why?
My name is Joe Comenti, and I'm asking you to elect me to the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. Law enforcement is aggressively trying to protect us, but it's time for new leadership at the Board of Supervisors. It's time for action.
Paid for by the committee to elect Joe Comenti.
You obviously really love washing your car. Your wheels always look like you just got your car detailed.
Oh, I hate washing my car. That's why I'm in the car wash club at Premier Oil Change. I can run my car through their state-of-the-art new car wash all month long for a fixed price.
Now, that's out of my budget.
You'll be pleasantly surprised. It's very affordable. It starts at $22 a month, and it is fast. I get my car washed in under 5 minutes. They have free vacuums right next to the freeway. Easy in, easy out. I also like the oil change service. Having an infant and not having to get out of my car is a huge plus.
What a great service. Glad I asked. I'll check it out tomorrow.
Visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change and unlimited car wash.
Premier. Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Locally owned KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio, is also home to local programming and local sports. Mondays at 6 p.m., Radio Wasteland explores the mysteries all around us with a team of researchers who dig deep into the unseen world. Thursdays at 6, it's Chris and Jen Gomez keeping you up on pop culture and entertainment with We're a Little Behind, KCNR, where you also get local high school football, basketball, and, of course, baseball with the Reading Colt 45s. KCNR 1460.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 1460. 24 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on Wednesday the 24th. 46 degrees going up to 76 today. Going to be a beautiful day. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. You can give them a call at 365-3793. And Shasta Regional Medical Center is bringing us this segment of the show. Located in the heart of downtown Reading, Certified Chest Pain Center. Recipient of the 2017 Health Grades Patient Safety Excellence Award. And this is for Dr. Patricia Bay. The Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for Hip and Knee Replacement.
I hurt my knee.
Hey, when it comes to quality, compassion, community, it's Shasta Regional Medical Center. We're here with Dr. Patricia Bay, who's lifting weights, doing her leg presses, and her felt the, you know, as you get older, you hear this little boom.
Yeah.
It's like that.
Not
like,
a good
it's like,
sound.
It's like the sound of a bowstring after you release the arrow. It goes.
Well, what I like what you said to me yesterday, Carl. You said, "Yeah, at our age, we start having procedures."
Yeah, there it is. Start having procedures.
No!
You know, congratulations, by the way, you and Randy getting married, and
Thank
Carl
you.
And I were out of town when you had your.
We were there for the original.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you were here the day right after you got married.
We had our gas mask on.
It was the fires.
We were ready to
Man.
Go.
Yeah. But we were evacuated and had to cancel the wedding. So
we want to just, you know, invite you over the air that we would love to take you guys to dinner as the four of us.
Yeah. Thank you.
So we'll put that on a calendar someday soon.
Hey, we're here with Dr. Patricia Bay, and when the Kavanaugh hearings were going, she wrote on Facebook about due process, and a person from 36 years ago with memories that were brought back under psychotherapy.
Yes.
And how fair is this to the individual, whether it's Kavanaugh or anybody? It
anybody.
Wasn't just Kavanaugh. It was just mm-hmm. anybody.
It also and wasn't it, a Republican or Democratic issue.
Oh, no, it's not. It isn't. It becomes a fairness issue. Mm-hmm. And you know what? And I would like to think if it was reversed and if it was a Hillary Clinton appointee there and this came up, I would say the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's that, you know what, this is to ruin a man's life, to tear his family apart like this and destroy him over something that it came up under, you know, a repressed memory that came up under psychotherapy. Come on. We can do better than that. We're better than that. The question I have about Kavanaugh is why do we have – is there other justices out there that aren't from Harvard that are just as qualified. And he's qualified, so don't misunderstand me about that.
Yes.
But it seems like we're picking a lot of them out of the Harvard area instead of some out of Montana that got their law degree going through, working as a logger or something like this and then have done wonderfully
lives. What I think is scary is that the temperament in the country right now is that anyone can be accused of anything and that it's supposed to be believable. And so due process goes out the window. Fairness goes out the window. How these things are brought to light and what the person who's accusing has to gain by accusing somebody else, are any of us safe? And I can tell you, absolutely everyone I've ever seen in therapy, everyone I've ever known, has a do-over list. What are things that you would do differently when you were a stupid idiot teenager, or you were a young adult, or you were some horny young man, or you were something that now that you're older and more mature that you go, oh, I don't want to remember that, you know? And I think everyone I've ever talked to says, yeah, I got a list.
Nothing.
No, nothing. Right.
Nothing.
Get out of here, bot.
You know what? Nothing.
Yeah, get out of here, bot.
There isn't a thing.
Yeah.
There isn't a thing. And I'll tell you why. What good does it do to dwell on something like that? You've done it, so you've learned from it.
Absolutely. And should you be held accountable for some stupid thing you did 30 or 40 years ago? We're not talking about murder, which has no statute of limitations,
right,
by the way.
You're not talking about taking of lives. You're not talking about destroying a person. You know what? Mm-hmm. You're talking about getting drunk and
doing stupid stuff and
peeing in the community service room in the dorm.
Which you never did.
I never did that. No, never did that.
Yeah, it's about fairness. It's about there's a reason things are supposed to be brought to light within a certain amount of time. You know, ask any police officer. Do they want is the case they're going to investigate on a rape that happened 6 months ago difficult? Yes, because it was 6 months ago. They'd rather investigate the rape before the person goes to the hospital.
Well, why do you think they want, the Democrats say that, well, when we take back, power, that we're going to open this up and we're going to have the FBI investigate this again? I think the FBI pretty much investigated it. And all the people, all the witnesses that were named, and this is by Dr. Ford, none of them said that they were there or that the party was there. And even the woman that Dr. Ford named said, no, nothing was, she didn't know anything about it. I don't know what, unless it's just strictly political, and which of course it is, and that's the thing. We've come to that point. And okay, let me ask you from a psychology point of view: have we reached the point with this anger and this divisiveness? What would bring this family back together? Because I know you see it in families. So think of us as a family, our nation. What would bring us back together?
You know, it has to stop being so polarized. We're hearing from a very vocal left-wing democratic society. We're hearing from an extremely vocal way right-wing society. And I think so many Americans are more middle ground. You know, I call myself a conservative liberal, you know, because I'm very into women's rights. I'm very into women's own bodies. I'm very into environmental things, yet I'm very pro-military, and I'm I want us to have our constitutional rights. So, but that would not be acceptable to many of my extremely Democratic friends, mm-hmm. or maybe not acceptable to some of my extremely right-wing friends. But I think a lot of American society is very middle ground.
Mm-hmm. I think you're absolutely right. I think the vast majority, if you look at it, that you, when they're in the middle ground, they may be leaning right, they may be leaning left.
Hopefully.
But it's leaning. It's not firmly in any camp. So what they're looking at is, I want our nation to be strong.
Yeah.
I want those borders to be strong.
Conservative,
because,
liberal,
I
love it.
And then, but I also, believe is that this country is so good and is so strong that we should be able to not have any homeless veterans that want a home. We shouldn't have kids going to bed at night hungry. Our nation's too good for that.
I agree.
And the other thing too, though, is that it's still, though, the divisiveness is there. So,
yes.
And the Kavanaugh hearings was a perfect example of that. Mm-hmm. Feinstein holds the information for 60 days,
mm-hmm.
for no other
reason. It served her political purpose. And Dr. Ford was the sacrificial lamb.
And that was the thing that I think that upset me the most.
Mm-hmm.
Ford wrote this letter and was, I think they, just by looking at her and listening to her, they threw her, they lit her on fire. They did not care about Dr. Ford.
No, not at all.
Not at all.
And the fact that she's gained, I think it's $800,000 now from the 5 GoFundMe accounts that they finally cut off because people were making a big deal out of them. I don't think $800,000 even pays her for her ruined career, her ruined reputation. She's been a sacrificial lamb in this, and my heart goes out to her. And was it true what happened to her? I don't know. I'm not Kavanaugh, I'm not her, and I'm not God. So I don't know if it was true or not. But I can tell you, if she were my client, we'd be processing the trauma. And the latest trauma would be how she was sacrificed by the Democratic Party to...
By the women in the Democratic Party.
And all of them, actually.
All of them. But
because they wanted to make their point and had no regard for her trauma or her pain.
That's a good time to take a break.
I'm processing that whole comment statement in a good way, just thinking about how it really did affect us all and that we were glued to the TV and watching it. We were on tour. We were on trip at that point, and every day we couldn't help it. But in the morning and at nighttime when we got back to our hotel rooms, we were watching this whole thing come down, and it was really creepy crawler for me.
Mm-hmm.
Just to say, okay, KCNR 1460.
This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, if it's a surprise because of a torn ACL and you need some help around the house, it's Home Helpers. If it's long term, Home Helpers. Find out more by giving them a call at 226-8350 or check out their website at readinghomehelpers.com. Give Sharon a call. She will come out and at no cost talk to you about what's right for your family. Just remember, there's no place like home. We'll be right back with Dr. Patricia Bay.
His family has lived, worked, and farmed in our part of California for 4 generations. He's our congressman, Doug LaMalfa. Doug understands what's important, and he works against the status quo to get results, like fighting to get aid and relief for the families of the recent fires, and for sound forest management that will prevent fires in the future. Protecting Medicare so it will always be there. Defending our water rights and building new storage. Working for our veterans so they get the health care and benefits they deserve. And Doug LaMalfa knows that too many families are struggling with the high cost of living. That's why he's leading the repeal of the new gas taxes from Sacramento. Most of all, Doug is working for us to make government work better again. That's leadership with results. Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Results, not politics.
I'm Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message.
Paid for and authorized by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit at Wind River Spa. Indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean here at Wind River Spa. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend a day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products for skincare and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Download the Wind River app. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
Every year, Goldmart Fine Jewelry customers have enjoyed our fall clearance sale, finding everything from that matching band to go with their engagement ring to that absolutely perfect vintage piece. Once again, we've brought together the best selection of one-of-a-kind items, priced them to move, and now's the time to act. The sale has begun, and you'll have till the end of the month to save, better than Black Friday or online sales. Hurry, make time to visit our massive showroom. If you wait too long, your neighbor will snag that piece you've always wanted. Goldmart Fine Jewelry on Hilltop Drive. Reading.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 960.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Would anybody be willing?
I know, Bob. I love your bump music. I know. You're in. We're in. I know. He's like, no, don't worry. There are no foul words here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
You guys have way too much fun when these mics are off.
Yeah. 8:10 here on Wednesday. Hey, look, what we're laughing about is because, you know, we're talking about all this anger that's here and all the stops were pulled out, you thought, in Kavanaugh. I said, no, you haven't seen all the stops pulled out yet. If another justice, another liberal justice, all of a sudden cannot toe the mark and Trump gets a third one, you think that Kavanaugh was a crazy circus. Wait to the next one. And I just have, you know, and what Dr. Patricia Bay, who was our guest today, was saying was, who are they going to find that wants to go through that circus?
Yeah.
And that's the question. So what if I was Trump, I'd take one of those younger
women,
conservative women justices that they think are like right of Attila, and throw them in there and just say, okay, bring it on. And, you know, and then, you know, let them go, well, wait a minute. A guy's going to come out from 20 years ago saying she sexually assaulted me. You know, I mean, guys, it's difficult for a guy to say that, mm-hmm. that a woman sexually assaulted him.
Mm-hmm. I've heard it in my office.
I'm sure you have. And most of the time, you know, if that happens, guys applaud.
They say
guys,
good for you. Congratulations.
Good for you. Congratulations.
Yeah. It's a macho thing.
You know, it is. It's like, anyway. Dr. Patricia Bay is our guest. We've been talking about the Kavanaugh hearings. And it's not political. It's not
Democrat or Republican.
It's not libertarian. It's nothing. It's the fact of due process and what's right for the people. And that if you've been part of the Me Too movement, doesn't mean that you're, because yours was real, that everybody else's was.
Right. You can't do that.
And you can't just automatically believe it and condemn the other person mm-hmm. with no proof.
Correct. It's not due process. It's not fair. So, every case needs to be judged on its own merit.
And we talked a little bit about how the can we get back together? What would it take? I mean, is it going to take like a, I hope not a national emergency.
No, I think it's going to take getting rid of Facebook.
Wow.
I mean, I'm throwing that out there with tongue in cheek.
Wow.
But look at it. I feel differently towards some of my friends mm-hmm. because they are saying things that I just go, mm-hmm. stop and think about what you're saying if that were your life that you were saying that about. Yep. And so I hit hide a lot because I do Facebook. I want to see my kids' stuff, and I want to see my friends in L.A. that I haven't seen in a long
right.
time. I love that social
Me too.
Staying up on people's pictures and their vacations. And
right.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily want to get on Facebook and go, oh, gosh, let's hear that. And Facebook has fueled this, social media, and I won't do any of the other ones. I have enough electronic leashes in my life. But Snapchat, Instagram,
Twitter,
Facebook, I mean, all these things fuel everybody because if you're thinking it, it can pop out of your mouth.
Show of hands, how many in the room have actually changed a vote because of anything they ever read on social media?
Never.
I see none.
Mm-hmm. Well.
Never.
Yeah, but consider
because
the age group. Now, if we were 20,
yeah.
I would be curious if you asked that. If you
post 18.
A question to somebody who is, yes.
You can vote when you're 18 now, right?
Yeah.
Can't buy a cigarette, can't buy a gun, but you can vote. And frankly, I think voting is much, much more dangerous than you picking up a gun or a cigarette. Because for a variety of reasons. Well, here's why.
There's responsibility
To voting. And, you know, if you vote based on what's something you read in Facebook.
Responsibility with a gun.
Well, yeah, but I'd say the vast, vast, vast majority of people, if you look at statistically, the vast, vast, vast majority of people that have a gun I mean, we're talking about rifles and shotguns, which is, you know, which is what they've said 18-year-olds can't buy, is a, you know, I know plenty of 18-year-olds who are leading life and death patrols out there. I know plenty of 18-year-olds here in this town I think are very trustworthy. Mm-hmm. So, but if, and I'm just saying is that if we don't trust them with making certain decisions like buying weed or a cigarette, but yet we say that, oh, yeah, you can vote because you understand all the issues. But then I guess if we start going into that, if like there's a quick test before everybody goes in, see if they understand the issues, then our drop, you know, our population voting would drop probably to 15% instead of
40. Understanding the issues is difficult. I was perusing the voting book, and I'm just going, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, because no means yes, and yes means no.
Oh,
I mean,
you get
not in life, but
say,
in
vote yes on this, vote no on this, and it's overwhelming.
It is. So we're going to try and go through all the propositions here before the we're going to take a day. I'm going to bring in Ken Murray, and Ken Murray and I will argue back
That's
and
great.
Forth all the propositions.
I want to listen to that.
Well, for example, Rocky Slaughter, who was very much behind, I think it was a tax increase we were going to do here for the police. It was, I think it was D or something. I can't remember the exact whatever it was that didn't go through. And he was devastated. So he's in law school now because he wants to learn how to write propositions or laws. And understand them clearly because a word or a sentence can shift. A person who's going to vote may not understand it, and the way it's written can shift somebody's like yes or no in a quick box.
Well, and they also attach things to it. You have a proposition that goes through, and if that passes, this, and this passes. There's things that get loaded onto legislation and things that are trying to be passed in the government. I think they all need to be very singular and only what that is. Whether
well, you know, and again, it comes back to the power, the party in power, and how they mm-hmm. write these things.
Mm-hmm.
It's safe school zones or something for Prop 47 that turned criminals loose, you know, and 57 and all these that. Our legislature passes laws that has a severe impact on us.
Mm-hmm.
So the people fight back by putting propositions in there. In this case, the Proposition 6 in the gas tax, you know, that's having a terrible effect on people that are poor, that mm-hmm. are in, you know, that need their cars every day to get to jobs and all this, and that this has a severe impact on it. And then they turn us, oh, we're going to lose $6 billion in our in being able to take care of our roads. Well, see, that money was already in there. They chose to use it for the high-speed rail. They don't tell you that part.
Right.
So that's where, you know, the nuances on this whole thing make it so difficult. And they've made it so difficult, and I think it's been done on purpose so that they can pass laws and they can do these things, like the no-bail law.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how is that good?
Yeah,
how is that good for the vast majority of Californians to do away with the bail? Yeah, see, you ask people that, and there isn't one of you that will look at you and go, oh, no, I think it's really a good idea that people don't need bail if they, you know, if they get arrested because, you know, what if they can't pay? Okay. They think they have plans and all those kind of things, but anyway.
So Dr. Patty Bay has been our guest this morning, and it's been so insightful from your view.
And you do so many things.
You write a beautiful column for
A News Cafe.
And we're really proud of you and all of your accomplishments. What would you say with your closing words today would be like how we can go through our daily life with all of these things, the news, the mood of the country, Facebook, in order for us to keep safe?
Oh, in order to keep safe.
Or clear or clean from the drama or the trauma of the We're going through traumatic times.
We're going through traumatic times because everybody feels they have a right to spew their opinion. And I think everybody needs to practice kindness. I think we need to practice more silence and not just spew our opinion because we have a mouth. Not all of us are totally informed on anything that we're talking about. You know, so listen more, talk less, practice kindness. Support each other in going through this life. We need things to calm down and people stop being so self-righteous and like they have every answer to every issue we're dealing with. We don't.
Okay.
That's healthy. Thank you for that, Dr. Patty Bay. She teaches in college.
When we take a break here for the news, and we come back with Celestina Traver from our Shasta County Veterans Service Officer, we have so many things that are going on that are affecting the veterans in our community right now, from the car fire and beyond, including our North State stand down for this weekend, this week. All right, we'll be right back.
The news is brought to you on KCNR at Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The Secret Service investigating explosives sent to the homes of former Presidents Obama and Clinton.
The agency says the packages were intercepted during routine mail screenings and that neither was delivered. The first package addressed to former First Lady Hillary Clinton was intercepted late Tuesday. The second package addressed to the residence of former President Obama in Washington was intercepted early this morning. A New York TV station says the package sent to the Clintons was similar to a pipe bomb that was sent to billionaire philanthropist George Soros on Monday. That pipe bomb was proactively detonated with no injuries.
Correspondent Wally Hines also reports of a suspicious package forcing evacuation of the Time Warner Center. That's the home of CNN's New York Bureau. A statement from White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders, who writes, "These terrorizing acts are despicable. Anyone responsible will be held accountable to the fullest extent of the law." The Department of Homeland Security says some known gang members and criminals are mixed in with the 7,000 illegal immigrants marching north through Mexico intent on getting into the U.S. President Trump asked whether Middle East terrorists might also be in the crowd.
They could very well be.
But there's no proof.
There's no proof of anything. There's no proof of anything. But they could very well be.
More than 7,000 people on the march through Mexico heading toward the southern U.S. border. New home sales down for a fourth consecutive month. The Commerce Department says its sales slumped 5.5% in September, and the annual rate of new home sales has fallen by 15.3% since May. Stocks in the red on Wall Street this hour. Dow Jones Industrial Average down about 123 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index off 71, and the S&P is down 19 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Let's talk about your business for a minute. Think about all the things you're doing to attract the best talent. Between the networking events and referral bonuses, you're probably spending plenty of time and money to find the right people. But what if it was your office that attracted employees? Today's workforce is mobile and active, and they want an office designed around the way they work. And Varidesk makes it easy. Varidesk standing desk solutions help you create an active workspace where employees can stand and move, so they're happier, healthier, and more productive. Our full line of active office products are constructed with commercial-grade materials and require little to no assembly, so they're easy to set up and move. Companies of any size can have a Varidesk active workspace. Ordering is simple. Shipping is free. And our 30-day guarantee means if you don't love it, we'll pick it up for free. Learn more about Varidesk Active Workspace Solutions at varidesk.com/radio. That's varidesk.com/radio.
A warning about Hezbollah. We get the latest from the Media Line's Charles B. Blazer.
The head of the United Nations peacekeeping force in southern Lebanon claimed that Beirut is committed to preventing Hezbollah from operating close to the Israeli border. This, a day after the Israel Defense Forces accused Iran's terrorist proxy of operating a fake environmental NGO in order to illegally maintain a presence in the buffer zone between the two countries. Jerusalem is sounding the alarm over the threat Hezbollah poses, amid reports the group has acquired GPS components to transform inaccurate projectiles into precision-guided rockets. The growing concern comes on the backdrop of Russia's delivery of the S-300 defense system to the Assad regime in Syria, a move that could limit the Israeli military's ability to prevent the transfer of sophisticated weaponry to Hezbollah. I'm Charles Biblazer, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
Breaking news and analysis at themedialine.org and townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. change in plans for a couple of House committees that had been planning to hear from a top Justice Department official.
House Judiciary Chairman Bob Goodlatte of Virginia and House Oversight Chairman Trey Gowdy of South Carolina released a statement last night saying an interview scheduled for today with Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein has been postponed. The lawmakers said their committees would be unable to ask all questions they have for Rosenstein within the time allotted. It was not made clear how much time was allotted for the interview. The Republican lawmakers want to question Rosenstein about a New York Times report in September that Rosenstein discussed secretly recording the president in 2017 to expose chaos at the White House. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Another child has died following a severe viral outbreak at a New Jersey rehab center for medically fragile children. That brings the death toll to 7 at the Wanacue Center for Nursing and Rehabilitation in Haskell, about 30 miles northwest of New York. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460, epicenter of change in downtown Reading right here.
Yes.
5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock news brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Great, great place to go down there. Even though they did not sell me the winning Mega Millions $1.6 billion ticket. But it doesn't mean that tonight I can't win the $900 million ticket. So I'm still hoping it up. Shelley, I'm still holding out hope here. Good morning, everybody. And Linda, what's it look like here for weather there, sweetheart?
Good morning, everybody. Currently 46 degrees in the downtown studios. That just popped my head outside. It's absolutely beautiful. We will have partly sunny today with our highs of 76 and our lows of 54. Thursday calls for mostly sunny with a high of 84 and a low of 56. Friday calls for mostly sunny with a high of 83. Saturday, 86. And Sunday, 81. So we have mostly sunny and partly cloudy, but we are seeing beautiful skies, clear skies. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated. Senior and veteran discounts always welcome. 365-3793.
There you go. Hey, you know what? After we had Dr. Patricia Bay on for the first hour talking about Kavanaugh, the hearings, the Me Too movement, and sexual assault. And it, I think she kind of drew it all together on this, is that people in the Me Too movement and people, women of, you know, have been sexually assaulted, you just can't assume, because you can't put your trauma onto somebody else and just assume that it just happened. You've got to have some backing. There's got to be there's a reason why there's due process. And so, you know, and she says it would be easy to do that, but we have to remember about that due process.
Yeah, can I segue about the due process into the red light ticket?
You can.
Because that's a due process. I've got to make it quick.
We have Celestina Traver here, of course, our Shasta County Veterans Service officer, who is so good and got all this stuff, but we had a trauma in our family.
Well, okay, yeah, we know these red light tickets, and from what we understand, that those are voted on by City Council. And so City Council had those. It's been 12 years now that the cameras, and I got a great education yesterday, because I I thought that I had stopped, but I slightly rolled through, so my fee was reduced. But I had gone back to court 3 times because the first time was right after the fires. The second time was I knew the person that was in there said, I'm not going to what's the word I want to say?
The officer would not testify against
you. Right, because we knew each other. And then so I went in yesterday afternoon at 1:30. I was there for 1 hour, and it was just myself and the officer, the judge, and the bailiff, and Carl. And so I felt really good about the process in the fact that they lowered it before we even started, so I knew they'd already made a judgment. But the judge
explained everything.
But the judge really went back and forth with the former policeman and asked him about percentages, lights, how many seconds are in a yellow light. I mean, I really learned a lot about the system and that City Council, the way that we figure out we don't want those red lights cameras is to fight it in city council because they're the ones who vote to have it here.
Now, the thing about this, this is the thing that I think is very important because most people don't know this, and they explained it yesterday in court, and this is what the officer reduced the fine in half.
Which is still going to be $299 because I'm doing traffic school.
Is because if you come up to that red light, and this is for everybody, you come up to that red light and you roll through that. Now, here's the thing is, if you're less than 10 miles an hour, that light won't go off. According to what he said yesterday, if you come up to it and you slowed down and you make that turn, if it's less than 10 miles an hour, this is the way I understood it, that light won't go off. However, the point is that if you make the California stop there and you do get caught
with the light
and you make that right turn, you have the option. They have the option. If nobody's hurt and there's nobody in the crosswalk or anything like that, that is just clear, is to drop that down to the Part B or Level 2, and we'll reduce that in half. And a lot of people don't know about this. But if you go through it or you make the left turn, that's never going to happen.
Or change lanes.
But if you're making the right turn, you can ask for that to happen for anybody that if you get caught by these red light cameras.
Interesting.
So it is. And it's something I say, well, do you do this for everybody? And they go, no. And then I said, well, why not? And that's the reason why. If it looks like there's somebody in a crosswalk or if you went screaming around the corner or something like that, that's different. But if, you know, she hit her brakes.
I paused.
And the whole thing is that when she looked up, it was green. 4 seconds, you know,
It's 3.9 seconds.
It turned yellow when she's looking left and right. And in that 3.9 seconds, it went to red, so she made that turn. So that's how much time you have at 35 miles an hour, 3.9 seconds from the time it turns yellow to the time it turns red.
Right.
And you've got to react in that.
Right.
So anyway, but the bottom line was it was very fair.
I think it was an hour. He said this would never have happened if we had five or six or ten other people in the courtroom. So I got a real education, and I got a whole pamphlet on how these – really, on how these red lights and all the percentages and the cars and the lengths and the lights in different part, the red light cameras, how long the yellow. So anyway, I just wanted to, because we had people asking.
Interesting.
And the other thing, too, is if you want to ride with a bandana around your face or up around your nose, then you can go through any of those lights because they can't identify you. And when you get the thing that says, is this you? You just don't, just rot it up, throw it away. You put your hand over your face.
That's not true.
Put your hand over your face. Next time I put my hand over her face, if we're going through this, if it looks bad.
Yeah, but if you don't think you're doing something wrong and all of a sudden the light flashes, how many people listening have gone through, all of a sudden the light flashed, what did I do? I think I'm a good driver. I'm following the rules. But all of a sudden you get smacked.
And what he said was, no, you didn't.
I got spanked. I got spanked, slightly spanked. It wasn't a hard spank, but it was a spank enough.
There was no welts left.
$299 is a spank.
That's a welt. That's
I have a red light ticket a few years back, and it was up on Lake Boulevard.
Yeah.
Before they had the green light that you turn? Yes.
Yeah.
And what happened was it's hard to see the traffic, oncoming traffic.
Right.
So I rolled up, but I made a mistake of rolling into the crosswalk, and I slowed down enough, but I couldn't see around the traffic, so I rolled forward, and then when it was clear, I just kind of kept going. Well, I went to court, just like you did, and she cut the fine in half because, legitimately, you can't see, so you actually have to roll forward, but the red light went off and got me a ticket. So that's when the green turn signal was put in, but they also
reduced it down to the half because
you showed up.
Because you showed up and you said this is what happened. She said, "Okay, well, there's no danger, so I can reduce this."
It. Yeah.
Well, and Linda never said, except she said, "I truly believed that was a green light."
Yeah.
So anyway, okay, we're going to take a break now. So we've just talked about red light cameras because, frankly, I think that it's a tax that's unfair. I think that, here's the thing is, okay, I get a $300 ticket or a $600 ticket because that's how much it would have been if for some reason they hadn't reduced it. Again, thank you so much for just taking $300 of our money. But what happens to these people that can't afford it? The people that were in that one last time were in there. The woman's on a fixed income. She's the caregiver for her husband. He's disabled. And here's a $600 ticket. I mean, what are they supposed to do? And we can't give you time to pay because you decided to come to court to get the reduced and didn't work, you know. So now they've got to come up with $600. And if they don't come up with $600, what happens? Do they drive? Do they suspend their license? What happens if they get caught because they haven't paid? So now the license is suspended. So now what are they supposed to do? This is just this thing is frankly has gotten, you know, totally out of whack, which is why the state of California forgave all of those traffic tickets. You remember a couple of years ago? They forgave millions of dollars of traffic tickets because people couldn't pay them, and they were losing their licenses, then losing their jobs, and they were impounding their cars. And this is just this is ridiculous.
Somebody, and the accusation gets made, well, this is how the city is filling their financial gap. Doesn't the bulk of the money go to the
Arizona?
Go to, go to California?
The first six,
no, Arizona.
It's in Arizona, and the first so much money goes to them. Well, a lot of it, first of all, goes to the state. It's just, you know, a lot of it goes to the state. And then the next group goes to the
company.
To the company, and then it comes to the city. City's not making $1 million a month off this.
Well, if we want to do traffic court, it's in that...
But the red light cameras.
Okay,
are.
In order to do traffic court, it's $70 on top of the ticket. So the ticket was $220. Traffic court to say you're going to do traffic court was a $70. Now it's going to cost you more, like a $5 online thing to do traffic court. So that's an extra $70, and they tack that right on, and then you go anyway. So enough of that.
We're going to take a break.
There it is. Now you know.
Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance. You're still having problems with the fire, still don't know what to do about insurance, give Judy Maxwell a call at 221-0441. She's been helping families and seniors and veterans since 1993. All your financial and insurance needs under one roof. Maxwell Insurance and Financial, 221-0441, 1378 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back with Celestina Traver, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer.
Just a very hard-working person, and he listens to his people.
David Kehoe is one of the most honest public servants that I have ever seen.
As a third-generation U.S. Army veteran, I support Supervisor David Kehoe for re-election because of his unfailing support of our veterans.
The best quality about Dave is that he is so approachable.
You just couldn't ask for a better supervisor than him.
I'm David Kehoe, candidate for Supervisor, District 1. I'm firmly committed to a safer community by increasing jail beds and supporting law enforcement. As your supervisor, I have a record of voting for jobs and economic development to help increase revenue for public safety. I will always strive to improve the safety and quality of life for the people of Shasta County. I welcome your support and vote.
Paid for by Kehoe for Shasta County Supervisor 2018.
Jerry, will you check if David started his Christmas shopping yet?
You know he didn't start until December 24th last year. Of course he has not started.
That explains the PJs and the calendar I received last year.
Just for that, I think Dave owes you diamonds this year.
Oh, I like that idea. How can we make that happen?
I'm adding Goldmart's fall clearance sale to his calendar right now.
Awesome. I just love diamonds. I'm going to Goldmart right now to pick out items for my wish list. Thanks, Jerry.
Shop Goldmart Fine Jewelers fall clearance sale now through October 31st on Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goals. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. We beat the red light camera mostly to death, except that I can tell you is that L.A. voted the red light cameras out, as did Albuquerque, New Mexico. Said, no, that's enough of this. Okay, hey, look, this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. If you're looking for a place that can design, build, and then, you know, get gems from all over the world, it's Four Winds Jewelry. The only watch repairman in the whole town is right there at Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. 22 minutes after the hour, here today on Wednesday the 24th. It's going to go up to 76 today. It's going to be a beautiful day. We're here with Celestina Traver from the Shasta County Veteran Service Office, and you've got so many things.
Good morning. Yes,
good
I do.
Good morning.
Good morning. I love your list.
Yeah, thank you for joining us. Okay,
absolutely.
Where do you want to start?
Well, there's a lot of things going on because it's coming up on November.
Right.
And that's, you know, we celebrate all of November of Veterans Day. And so we
it should
have,
be Veterans Month.
It should be, right?
Every day should be Veterans Day, but Veterans Month, I'll go along with that.
I agree. I do. You know, I just started a new thing that reminds me of Shasta County. I reserved one of their cases in the admin building, and I'm asking all the veterans to that work for Shasta County to give me their picture, and I'm going to put it up in their showcase for the entire month of November so that we can honor the veterans that actually work for Shasta County.
I like that.
I would like to know how many of those are.
Yeah, I don't know.
I know there's a lot, you know, and is there a 5% you get a 5% boost on the test, or not the test, but the when you sign up, do you get some kind of, if you're a veteran, do you get a put at the front of the line or something like that?
I'm not sure. I know you do in the state and federal.
Yeah, I know. And I'm just wondering, I think the county does too. It might be something to check because a lot of places offer that for veterans, that they get it's a 5-point when you're doing all the checks. Mm-hmm. And you get like a 5 points added on to it.
And 10 points if you're a disabled veteran.
Yeah, something like that. I'm just wondering if, I'm sure the county does that. I don't know why, because I've probably asked this question before, and I'm obviously not angry about it, so they probably said yes. Because if they'd said no, I would have wanted to know why.
Right.
Because, anyway, thank you for your service, too,
young lady. Thank you for yours.
Well, you know, it's a funny thing, you know, is when you tell somebody you thank them for their service, they don't really, a lot of times it's kind of like, okay, you know, it's an honor to serve this country, you know, and yeah. But thank you for saying that. Hmm. And the two veterans say it to each other. Like,
Yeah. That's great. Of course, coming up in November, we have the Marine Corps Ball and the Veterans Day Parade. And,
oh my gosh.
We really honor our veterans a lot during the month of November. And so we've got some things on the agenda here to discuss.
Okay.
We do.
Right. So where do you want to start?
The VA clinic.
Okay.
Let's start there.
All right.
So the VA clinic has a shortage of providers, nurses, and doctors currently. And so I'm just asking all the veterans out there that use the VA clinic to be patient while they're going through the hiring process. And this can be lengthy because it is federal hiring and it can take some time. But if you are having a problem, you can certainly come by our office, or you can go by and see Dennis Merritt, your patient advocate, or give him a call at 226-7508.
If I can say this too, is that I needed to see an optometrist, and they sent me right out to Patient's Choice.
Oh.
And I got a phone call 2 days later, and I'm seeing the optometrist tomorrow.
Very nice.
And see, so we have that. They have that here, the patient's choice. So it's something I don't even know if you even have to ask for it. But but I had the same thing when I had a shoulder injury. I ended up here instead of having to go down to Mather.
Mm-hmm.
So if,
which makes
if
it
that,
nice.
It does. It works.
Yes.
And so if you're having a problem there, and because they are, but you might want to talk to them about that.
Yes. Did you need a doctor's okay? Did your primary care?
When I went to the optometrist, yes. And the other time too, yes, they said they made the phone call, and I mean literally a day later. Because I thought it was going to be, be like a month or something. No, a day or two later, I got a phone call saying, okay, for the optometrist, is there one you want?
Yeah.
And there's in this case, there's only one in town that does it, but she's good.
Oh, good. So that's important.
And then I called, then they set me up a time. And to show you how this works is, it was for yesterday, but I called and said, I can't do it yesterday. When can I do it? And they got me in tomorrow.
Wow, that's quick.
So yeah, and that's the thing is that it can work for our veterans, and so this is something else.
And they do need to go to their VA clinic,
but
their provider, and go ahead and ask for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
Okay.
All right. So we have a brand new resource fair. It's never been in Reading, and Eddie McAllister and the Vietnam Veterans of America reached out to me, and we have created this Care for Those Who Care resource fair, and it's for caregivers that care for the veterans or even civilians, and we're going to have all kinds of resource tables. We're going to have a free lunch. And they're going to learn a lot about self-care on how, because it can be exhausting, on caring for veterans 24 hours a day, for your parents 24 hours a day, and it can wear on you. And we're going to bring some self-care and some information to them to help them out.
Okay. Yeah. And that's going to be on the 17th of November,
from 12 to 3.
Again, and the location for that?
It'll be Mercy Oaks.
Okay, excellent.
And you need to RSVP.
All right.
Yes, and we have an Eventbrite, and you can go on it. We have flyers at our office, and, there's many ways you can sign up.
Hey, before we take a break, I want to share with us, because we have so much information here, but on a fun note, you recently went to Haas. Can we talk about it? I think it's adorable.
Sure.
So she goes, did you see my face? And I said, well, no. I mean, I can't tell because you've got braces, darling,
right.
And you've got the cute little, colorful rubber bands. But you had like a little splinter on your lip. I said, well, what?
I put on my glasses and I got in right in close and I said,
what are you talking about?
Because she says, can you see it? I'm looking and I'm thinking, what is she talking about here?
So you went to Haas Farm for the pumpkin farm.
I did, with my entire family, and we all went and we bought the tickets. We were going to do the evening fright night where you go through the corn maze and the haunted houses. And so, I had an incident with a Jason-type person with a chainsaw.
Real chainsaw. So,
and he had it, like, really going.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And you turned a corner, and there it was?
He was chasing me.
He was chasing
me. Chasing me, yes. Yes. And then I ran into a scary scarecrow, and I made the corner, and I tripped. I tripped, and I just...
Face plant.
Face planted it and busted from my nose to my chin open.
Oh, gosh. Oh.
But... that didn't stop me from going to two more fun events with my family.
There you go. Here, put a butterfly. Put some butterfly band-aids on this.
Did they have a first aid kit there, like a scary, like where you get like boo-boo band-aids, kind of thing?
They did. Haas is really good. My daughter called security because when she shined her phone on my face, I was bleeding and I had this big puff of dirt and I looked like Pigpen. And so we found the EMT, and he was like, oh dear, got the first aid kit, and we cleaned me up, and he checked my wrist and my knees, and.
Well, yeah, because, when you go down like that, you can crack something.
And plus your adrenaline from Jason chasing you.
Right? And when you're running that fast, you hit hard.
You know what? If I was Jason with a real chainsaw, I'd be wary around this town. You know, you can take, you know, 445 slugs there. You know, you get scared. But to chase our Shasta County Veteran Service Officer with a chainsaw, until she's damaged. So okay, everybody, if you go to the Hawes Farm in the was this in the haunted house?
No, it's in the haunted corn maze at night.
In the haunted corn maze. If you hear a...
I have never been. Oh, my goodness. I've never been. So
Linda
will
never go to them.
It's scary.
No, Linda will never go. I can tell you that because the only thing I have to do is turn lights off in the other part of the house and be on the other side of the house. She goes, where are you? Where are you?
No.
Because her brother used to do these
my
things.
My brother damaged me. Aww. What can I say? It's repressed feelings.
Yep. Yeah. You have to bring it out there.
Well, I knew that if I quit, my family would quit. And
yeah,
he was there, so I'm like, let's keep going.
Good for
I
you.
Can do this.
Good for you.
Well, it didn't swell up or anything. So, I mean, you know what? You can't even see
no,
it.
No, can't
so,
even see it.
Well, whatever you've done to cover it up is great. Hey, we're going to take a break here. You know what? But it's good to share things like that, to know
it
that
is.
We all do things like that.
We do.
And, you know, at least, it's not embarrassing because other people can relate to it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, you get one of these things, you turn around and go right into the wall. Boom!
Right.
Like that, just stop. Oh. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. It is not a haunted bank. You do not have to worry about Jason standing here with a chainsaw when you walk in to make a deposit. And all of a sudden, you're like, it's not going to happen. No, they're there to help make your dreams move forward, not to chase you around with chainsaws over on during this time of the year. Cornerstone Community Bank opened up their newest branch down in Red Bluff. Their branch here has been open about a year at 1845 California Street. It's your friends and neighbors there at Cornerstone Community Bank. Head on down there. Find out how they can move local dreams forward. We'll be right back with Celestina Traver for our Shasta County Veteran Service Officer.
Paid for by Brian Daly for Assembly, 2018.
Since going to the state legislature in Sacramento, Brian Daly has kept his promise to the people of Northern California. Brian's focused his time and energy on creating jobs while voting against regulations and taxes. Brian has worked across party lines to save our rural hospitals, skilled nursing facilities, and biomass plants and programs that actually produce jobs for young people. Brian even hosted over 100 legislators to the North State to educate them on our rural way of life. And as a testament to Brian's integrity and work ethic, Brian was elected by his peers to be minority leader in the legislature. But there's still much to do, and problems still need solving. So let's re-elect Brian Daly to the State Assembly on November 6th.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick. In my other life, I'm the marketing director for Redding Kia.
It's Customer Appreciation Month. You can own a 2018 Kia Rio ID 074062 for $229 per month and zero down.
Oh, my goodness. Own a new 2018 Kia Forte ID 281123. $256 per month, zero down. Interest rates going up, but not at Redding Kia.
It's 0% financing for 66 months on all new 2018 Kia Fortes, Kia Optimas, Kia Niros, and Kia Stingers. Customer Appreciation Month ends 10/31/2018.
Kia Rio, MSRP 15960 minus 1000. Kia Customer Cash, 84 months at 4.19 APR. Kia Forte, MSRP 18902 minus 2250. Kia Customer Cash, 84 months at 4.19 APR.
0% for 66 months is $15.15 per 1000 financed on approval of credit, plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, any electronic filing charge, any emission testing charge, subject to prior sale.
Redding Kia, RedingKia.com.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this beautiful Wednesday. How you doing?
25 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, man's last stronghold, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. 25 minutes till before the hour on Wednesday, 46 degrees going up to 76 today. It changes a degree up, a degree down. So, 46, 47, depending on where you're at, of course. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. And we're here with Celestina Traver, who is the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. And now, we are moving to the Rob a Salute to the Veterans. This happens every year.
Yes, it does.
And this is Robba comes in and takes donations, and I think they match the donations.
They do. It's amazing. Yeah.
And so what this does is provides bus tickets to veterans that don't drive.
Correct. Yeah, and we give them out, and then we share with the other community partners like VRC and FaithWorks and HUD-VASH. And we give out bus passes so that the veterans can get to the doctor or a job fair or wherever they need to go.
Yeah, and older veterans maybe don't have cars.
Correct.
And so that they and so this is a good deal every
it
year.
Is. Yeah.
We'll be out there on remote that Thursday. In fact, it's on the 8th, I believe, in front of the Cornerstone Community Bank.
And I'm looking for as many military veterans that would like to be in uniform out there from 6 a.m. to 1 p.m. We'd like to have them all there so that we can the people coming by and donate can see them and say thank you for your service. And, it just really is a wonderful thing to have you guys honored and come on down.
Yeah, and then you can drive by and drop off a donation.
Absolutely.
There'll be a number of other stations there, too. So everybody's there to try and help push this because it's been a success. And how many did you give out, do you remember, last year?
Oh, my goodness. 7,000.
7,000 tickets.
At least.
Yeah, and you don't get like 100 tickets at one time. You get I don't know. How do you do that? You just give.
We get a envelope full.
Right.
And then if we need more, we just call them. But we just give them out.
I mean, do you give like 4 at a time or 10 at a time or how do you do that?
We give them one at a time.
Okay.
Yeah, we give them one at a time. We have a list and they come in and they get one a month.
Oh, because, 1 month. Okay.
Yes,
so
one a month.
So, and it's good for a month.
It's $10.
Okay, but it's good. But it's good for a month, though, right?
Yeah.
So they don't have to pay that.
Correct.
Right. This is free. So
yeah, it's free.
You give them a month-long pass, essentially, is what it is. Yeah, I was wondering how that worked.
Yeah.
So, okay.
So we give them out to anybody
that
comes
7,000?
In. Yes. Yes, we do. Mm-hmm.
Isn't that amazing?
It's amazing.
Because I look at RABA. I mean, have you ever seen a lot of people in the buses?
Some, yeah. It's getting bigger. It's getting better. There's
good.
More riding the bus now.
Well, that's good because... I think we should go to smaller buses, but maybe that's just me. It's another subject entirely.
They even have a hookup for bicycles.
Yeah.
And it's incredible.
People put their bicycles in the front. Yeah, I know that. And they've got spots you can put people with wheelchairs kind of come in and it can lift them up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
anyway,
we appreciate Robba.
We do, Robba. Okay, what else we have?
We have the stand down this week.
We do.
Yes.
Now, what do you? Well, you're going to be there helping people.
Absolutely. We're there every year. Both days.
I am thoroughly behind this because I get to talk to people that they've helped before there and that have gotten them onto the road of they got their driver's licenses back.
Yeah.
They could get a job. And now they're taking care of themselves. They're back in society. And a lot of them will come back to help on this weekend.
Yes.
On this week.
Yeah. They give back. Once they get to a stable place and a stable position in life, they come back and they help, which is what we want to see, you know?
Are you seeing, how many years have you been going down there?
Oh, my goodness. When did it first start?
This is the 13th, I think.
Yeah. I've been doing it since it 16th, first got yeah. here. I first volunteered to cook, help not cook, but to dish out the food and serve. And then I played games with them, and then I started working the booth for the VSO, and I've just done it every single year, so 13 years.
13 years.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so you've done that. Now, have you noticed in the last few years, I've noticed that, one, more women are showing up under the homeless or people needing help. But then last year I saw families for the first time.
Yeah, I noticed. We have a lot of families coming around, and I think that they're a really good support system for the veterans.
Well, these were families that I saw that were homeless, and I had not seen that before. And this was a husband, wife, and a couple of kids. That was the ones I saw, you know, when I was there. I mean, there may have been more families like that. But it's, you know, I guess what I'm saying is cutting across, you know, all the avenues. It's not just men. It's not single men down there. Now we're having families, and then we're seeing more and more women, because women are becoming more and more of an integral part of our forces.
Yes.
Well, and so you got to figure a percentage of them will also be in this, in the homeless or problem people having problems.
Absolutely. Absolutely. More and more women are signing up for the military and serving our country, which is really great. But then they go to war and they come back and they struggle with that transition.
You know, and I think, and it's probably a whole show that you could probably have on the different type of struggle a woman has than a man has.
Absolutely.
Coming back.
Yes.
And you see, but you see this all the time.
We do. We do. And so the stand down is going to be really good this year because we have all kinds of booths. You can get help with your child support payments, back payments. You know, you can work out payment plans. We're going to be there with services to get your DD-214, to order your records. We're also putting veteran on your driver's license there so that you can be identified as a veteran without bringing your DD-214 around all everywhere
go. Does that cost, though?
No, not from us. No. DMV, of course, charges.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you put in the right paperwork, but then DMV will charge you something. Put veteran
on. So if you, like, for instance, Carl, you don't have that on your driver's license.
No. No, I don't even have my right name on my driver's license.
So I guess the advantages would be, like, for instance, if you go to places that have discounts, veteran
Absolutely.
Discounts,
mm-hmm.
you just show your driver's license, and it doesn't matter at that point.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
No, that is a good point, because if they ask for proof, and I'll pull out an ID card or some other type of fake ID, and I've got all types of things that say veteran, and the kids don't know. They see the word veteran on it. I mean, it could just say, I'm a veteran of the ping pong. You know, wars. Okay, I'm just kidding about this. But yeah, if you get veteran on your driver's license, that's a good point.
Yeah, because our office vets them, and so that's really it's legit. And then people don't have to second guess: are they a veteran? Do they qualify? If it's on their driver's license, our office has actually vetted them.
Okay. Now the other thing's happening to stand down is a lot of the homeless have animals. They have pets.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be a facility there to take care of the pets, but then the Anderson Veterinarian Clinic down there makes sure that dogs are inoculated, dogs and cats are inoculated, and that they're healthy, and they do all those things, too, as part of the services here, which they've been doing that for several years also.
Yep. Which is really incredible because a lot of our homeless have dogs.
Right.
And also
another family.
Yeah. Canine Connection is going to be there this year. And they work with Haven Humane to help get veterans service dogs. So that's going to be a brand new entity this year.
Okay, I did not know that one. Now the other thing too is they're going to have the I think One Safe Place is going to be there. It shows Shasta County Women's Refuge, but that used to be One Safe Place. I don't think that's One Safe Place. Do you know if they're going to be there or not?
I'm not sure.
Or maybe there is a Women's Refuge.
It is on the flyer.
Yeah.
So I would assume that they've already RSVP'd.
Now, this is going to be, there'll be a place to stay. There'll be a clothing issue on Friday. Like you said, the Drug and Alcohol Counseling, Veterans Administration, benefit information. Now, you know, you make, is this some kind of entitlement? No, this isn't an entitlement. These are veterans. And if they have an honorable discharge, there are benefits that they are entitled to.
Absolutely.
This is when I say entitled to, that they've earned. These are benefits that they have earned while on active duty.
Absolutely.
This isn't a freebie handed out.
Yeah, and if I could get every homeless veteran off the streets, I would. I mean, this is really important part of our year, is really reaching out and connecting our veterans, our homeless veterans, our low-income veterans. You don't always have to be homeless to just come to the stand down. You have to have a need of some sort, so come on down. Don't just, you know, oh, I'm not homeless, I can't attend. Please come down, because there's tons of services in one area, and we would love to get every single homeless veteran off the streets and into a transition house or into their own house. And we have HUD VASH, and we have several means to get them housed if they choose to do so.
There are ways of doing it, and the fire has just has worsened the homeless problem, according to Brad Long.
It has.
So we need to push harder on that. Hey, we're here with Celestina Traver from the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. She is the Shasta County Veterans Service Officer. If you have questions for Celestina, give us a call at 605-4567, please, on how you can help. Or if you've got a question as a veteran or your family's a veteran. Now, this is a lot of times people need – if you've got an aging veteran in your family, there are things that the government has for those veterans who are aged and need some help. And if you have, like, your father or mother that's staying with you, there are funds available to help make this easier for you. Plus all these other things we're going to talk about when we get back. We'll be right back after these messages, in fact.
Michael and Tina are lovely people, and they're committed to our community. Those are the people that we want helping shape policy and running our communities.
His honest, down-to-earth, straightforward way of approaching things. He thinks outside the box.
Vote for Michael because he has a heart for people, and he wants to see things change. He has the education and knowledge to address our city's financial hardships, and I believe he's going to see those through.
I'm Michael DeQuisto, a candidate for Reading City Council. The biggest issue we face is a dramatic increase in quality of life crimes. One-third of the 10,000 arrests made last year came from only 300 criminals. With 300 more jail beds, we can get them off our streets. This is not a city problem or a county problem. It is a community problem and needs a community solution. If elected, I will use every available resource to give us the safe and prosperous community we deserve.
Vote Michael DeQuisto, paid for by the committee to elect Michael DeQuisto to the Reading City Council 2018.
Real people, real winners. Let passion carry you farther than ever before. Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our November Adventure Swipe to Win. Check out what we have waiting for you this month. Free slot play, prizes, or a Can-Am Commander. Not one, but two winners. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily at any of our new kiosks. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn four times entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Play the game board for free slot play Fridays at 8 p.m. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a Can-Am Commander. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. It's a liberating feeling when you know you can go anywhere, whenever, on a moment's notice. Can-Am Commanders come built to handle any terrain. So embrace the spirit of adventure and get out there. Play our November Adventure promotion, where you could win a Can-Am Commander from Reading Yamaha Sea-Doo. Two winners. Final drawing Friday, November 30th. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do, Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Every year, Goldmart Fine Jewelry customers have enjoyed our fall clearance sale, finding everything from that matching band to go with their engagement ring to that absolutely perfect vintage piece. Once again, we've brought together the best selection of one-of-a-kind items, priced them to move, and now's the time to act. The sale has begun, and you'll have till the end of the month to save. Better than Black Friday or online sales. Hurry, make time to visit our massive showroom. If you wait too long, your neighbor will snag that piece you've always wanted. Goldmart Fine Jewelry on Hilltop Drive, Reading.
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is a fact of life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. That is not true. That is not true. I don't want you to do that.
Can I please have that part to play over again? She's just been mean to me.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. I'm sorry. The things that happened during our break is you know. But this is what we, Bob, this is something we should film. We shouldn't just be putting ourselves on when we're all talking like this. It's on the breaks that great things happen.
Carla Linda Bott here, if you're just joining us.
10 minutes before the hour.
Oh, gosh.
Of,
it is a Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
And we're going to go out to Shasta College
right
today.
After,
we're going
right,
to have a tour of Shasta College. Finally get to see the farm, the whole campus.
Have lunch out
Peter
there.
Peter Grips is going to take us out. Yeah. And then, of course, I guess they have a... like a really wonderful, you know, chef and a culinary program out there. So we're going to have lunch. We've been planning this, so yeah. I'm really glad that we get to finally get
do
to it, see it in motion.
We've had Shasta College on our program, you know, once a month for, gosh, a couple years now. And one of the things I really like is they have a great veterans program out there.
Yes, they do.
And we're here with Celestina Traver, who is the Shasta County Veterans Service Officer, that faces down chainsaws in corn mazes. She's the one you want with her, with you.
Yes, I run.
She took it away from him, and she, okay.
No.
It's like everybody else. You know, I don't care who it is. You turn a corner and somebody steps out with a chainsaw, you are going to react. And you know
Absolutely.
What? How many people are going to go, yeah, and leap right into the chainsaw? I don't know too many.
No.
Okay. No. And, in fact, I don't know any that would exactly do it that way. I think that, you know, well, I'm just did a strategic step back here, 25 feet, just to make sure. I wanted to make sure I could take, you know, a good look at everything. Okay, all the things that are happening. Now, the Marine Corps ball course is going to be the 10th of November, the same day as the parade out the city of Shasta Lake. This is a superb parade, everybody. This is a one. If you have not been out there, please go out there and watch this. Take your kids. It's over 100 entries.
Yes, it's getting bigger every year.
It's bigger, and you see things like personnel carriers. Mm-hmm. You'll see jeeps armed with machine guns. You know what I mean? From like Korea and World War II, you see all types of World War II Korea machinery, vehicles, there's a flyover, you have various military organizations, but then you have the bands and just any number of, the cars coming through, but it's a salute to the veterans.
132nd engineer.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
From right around
National
here.
Guard,
National
yeah,
Guard.
Yeah, they'll
unit.
Be in it.
Frank Rose is going to be the Grand Marshal.
Woohoo!
Yeah, this year.
We love Frank Rose.
Mm-hmm. And then also the, but it's a great time. You get there early, and you can have a pancake sausage breakfast and for a very nominal price up there at the fire station. And then they have lunch afterwards at the American Legion.
Yes.
keep me on track.
Veterans
here, you know,
love to be fed.
That's
they
right.
love food.
Yes, come here. And so you have that. You can spend the whole morning there and have a great time. And it's easy to get in, easy to get out, because once the parade goes by, everybody just pops onto the road, and it's on the main street of City of Shasta Lake.
It's a beautiful parade. It's one of the best parades and the largest parade north of Fresno.
That's what I've heard.
Mm-hmm.
So,
that's what
and
I've
it
heard.
Just gets bigger. It just gets bigger every year. So it's a good time. So that's also going on during November here. The
Day of Marine Corps Ball.
Day of the Marine Corps Birthday Ball. So we'll be up early for the parade, and we'll be up late.
Yes.
For the Marine Corps Birthday.
That's absolutely correct.
And where is the Marine Corps Ball being held this year?
That's going to be at Wind River, and everybody's invited to this. This isn't just for Marines. We have all different services. The tickets are very reasonable, $35 a ticket, but that includes dinner
and dancing
and
wonderful
dessert.
Keynote speaker. It's really
it is
steeped in tradition, which is so nice for us today. That's what we love about our military events.
It is as close as you're going to get to something from our headquarters, Marine Corps. You know, 8th and I, when, you know, the cakes marched in, we have the oldest and youngest Marines are there.
Which is one of my favorite parts.
Yeah, it is. And our oldest Marine this year is going to be wonderful. And but it's open to everybody. So if you want tickets for this, you can give me a call or you can give Mike Gutierrez a call. And hand me back that thing and I'll give everybody a phone number. In fact, I'll put it on Facebook today on this and also on our website on how you can get a ticket to this. But that's, like I said, it's open to everybody. You don't have to be a veteran. You don't have to be a Marine. We have salutes to all the other services. The pipe and drum band will be there. So you have the bagpipes. Have you been there?
I have.
You've been there.
Actually, my first time was last year.
Mm.
I hadn't gone before.
Did you have a good time?
I did. I really enjoyed it.
Great speaker.
I actually need to get tickets. I don't have my tickets yet, so.
All right. So here's how you get your tickets.
Give Mike Gutierrez a call at 524-7595.
Excellent.
And he will send you an invitation. And you'll have, it's flag ceremonies, Jefferson Pipe Band, live band, traditional cutting of the cake. All of those things happen. It's a good time.
It is.
And then afterwards, you can go out there and take your free $5 slot pay and go out there and win a couple $1,000 at Wind River.
Very nice. Who's the band this year? Who's the singer?
You know, I am not sure who the
band
is.
I don't know who that is. And it used to be Lou White, but he's not there. He's got another event
have another event. Yeah, okay. Yeah, but it is. It's going to be
nice.
The band, you know, afterwards. And the whole ceremony's over by 9 o'clock, so there's plenty of time to dance. Okay. What are the things going on for our veterans, Celestina? How do people come in?
So, you can come in at 1855 Shasta Street, and we have a new VSR that passed both of his tests a couple weeks ago. So, Pat Mann is seeing clients. So, we have a new veterans rep on the floor seeing clients, brand new clients. So, please come into our office. He is both nationally accredited and CalVet accredited. So we're excited about that as well.
How many people do you all see a year, would you say?
Many. I don't have a count this year.
Last year it was several thousand, you see.
It is. And we actually have seen 2,000 more than we did last year.
At this time, and then,
so far.
What people need to also understand this is the amount of funding brought in by your office.
Yes.
Thoroughly outstrips anything else around this town.
Yeah.
We're talking into the millions.
Yeah.
And this is not retiree pay. This is benefits that people have earned for their time in the service that they're being paid for.
Absolutely.
And it ranges into the millions of dollars. And if you look at turning that, you know, three times, a lot of people count it seven times for each dollar that comes into our veterans in this community, it's a major source.
Yeah, my team is relentless. We just won a case for a widow, a DIC case, and we've been fighting it since 2012.
What's a DIC?
It's a widow's pension when your spouse or the veteran is 100% service connected, then the widow, man or woman, can receive DIC, which is a non-taxable income for the rest of their life. And we won, and the back pay was over $124,000 for them, and that was just yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
One person. We're excited.
Thank you.
I know. Yes. Question.
But thank you, because we need people fighting. You know, we don't need lip service. We don't need crocodile tears from people that say, oh, I support this. We need people in the trenches, and you and your people do that.
We do, and
so
we don't give up.
So proud of you guys. No, you don't give up.
We don't. We fight every angle to fight the Department of Veterans Affairs that we can find.
Well, you know what, and there's more and more. Every time there's something new comes up.
Uh-huh.
And
absolutely.
So anyway, so phone number down there?
It is 530-225-5616.
It's on Shasta Street?
1855 Shasta Street.
You go down there. It's right across from Black Bear Diner headquarters.
Yes.
Celestina, thank you so much
for
what you do.
Thank you for having me.
Last thoughts?
All right. No, just thank you so much, and make it a great day.
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around, and I'll keep this.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding, by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days.